This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Beginning May 15th, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution will take much of its digital content behind what's called a paywall. It's the MyAJC website. After May 15th, you'll have to pay to get access to that content, although some will still be available for free on the AJC.com website. Amy Glennon has been publisher of the AJC since March of last year. Amy Glennon, welcome. Good to have you.
Good to be here.
First of all, will people who access the new website still be able to get a certain number of articles free before they're asked to pay? That's something that some newspapers, anyway, have done.
Well, we still offer a free experience for folks through AJC.com. So it's really a matter of presenting two different options there. They'll get first paragraphs and news summaries of some of the premium content on AJC.com, and they can make a choice from there whether they want to go on to the premium experience.
So then how do you decide which articles are going to be put up for anybody on either website and which ones will only be able to be read in their entirety at my AJC?
Well, it goes to the staff-written, local, unique content here at the AJC. We believe that it has value. Our subscribers believe it's worth paying for. So that's the choice of overall what will be appearing on my AJC. AJC.com has a wealth of content on it, and it will continue to have a wealth of content. But for what appears every day in the daily printed paper and where you'll find it in full in the digital world, that will be on myajc.com.
But let's say a story comes up. You're working on a story. How do you decide? What criteria do you use to say, okay, this one goes up for anybody for free on either website, and this one goes behind the paywall?
It's something of a daily decision in the newsroom, but really breaking news appears on both sites because it's important to both audiences. But staff-written stories aimed for the printed newspaper will appear on myajc.com.
10 years from now, do you expect we'll still see a weekday print edition of the AJC?
Wow, 10 years out, you're a crystal ball guy. you know, in my mind, yes. I it's hard for me to imagine not having a seven-day-a-week paper. But I didn't have an iPad 3 years ago either. But I can tell you, for us right now, it is not in our plans to cut days of week. We have heard passionately from our readers that they want us to continue 7 days a week. But I think for so many people, life is not an either-or. It's a both question.
You may move the people you already have from print to digital, but are you attracting new people, younger people who are used to getting their news for free from all sorts of sources and might not have paid attention to the paper prior to this?
Well, two thoughts on that. One, absolutely essential not to forget your core audience in search of new audiences. So the MyAJC.com play is absolutely there to serve our core audience. AJC.com already has an audience far beyond and different from our printed newspaper. We also have a pretty extensive following in the social space, which also extends beyond those core news readers.
But many of them might be folks who are used to right now getting whatever they want from the paper for free. Are the people who have never really had to subscribe to a newspaper in their life, the younger folks, are they going to come along, or are you going to see the core audience there, but the core audience is aging?
Well, we'll see where that goes, but I think one of the benefits of a two-site strategy is that you have the ability to serve different audiences in different ways.
The Washington Post, another paper that's eventually going behind a paywall fairly soon, has also gone through a recent round of layoffs. Certainly the AJC went through that 3 or 4 years ago. Are you expecting any more consolidation in the staff there in the next couple of years?
We have put our plans in front of our employees. We don't have major plans for major layoffs at any point right now, but I would not be a responsible person to swear there would never be any in the future. So being very honest and upfront with our employees and others. It is not in the plans, but I can't sit here ever and wouldn't and promise nothing would ever happen in the future.
Amy Glennon is the publisher of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, which puts its new myajc.com website behind a paid subscription basis starting on May 15th. Amy Glennon, thanks so much for giving us this time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.